姊妹早安。
Today will be my last message for the year 2017.
今天是我要在2017年所释放的最后一个信息。
If God be willing, I'll be back next year.
如果主允许的话，下明年我会继续与弟兄姊妹传讲信息。
When I look back of how the Lord leads us, I really thank the Lord.
我非常感激神在这过去的一年对我们的带领。
We might go through valley and mountains.
我们可能经过山谷、低谷和高山。
But yet we can testify the fact that the Lord is good.
但是我们全都能见证我们的神是美善的。
Do you amen, brothers and sisters?
你同意吗？
The Lord is good.
神是美善的。
Because we are His children.
因为我们是他的孩子。
He loves us and loves us to the end.
他爱我们，爱我们到底。
So today I want to share with you from the book of Job.
今天我想与会众交通是从约伯记。
Let's turn to Job chapter 1 verse 1.
让我们翻到约伯记第一章第一节。
Okay, I'll read it first in English. Our sister will lead you in Chinese.
我先用英文读，姊妹与会众一同用中文读。
There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil.
约伯记第一章第一节。乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Verse 6 to 12, okay.
第六到第十二节。
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord, and said, From going to and fro in the earth,And from walking up and down in it. And the Lord said unto Satan, Hast thou considered that my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one who feareth God and escheweth evil? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and all that he hath on every side?Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Verse 11. But put forth thine hand now, and touch all that he hath, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, Behold, all that he hath is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord.
约伯记第一章第六到十二节，会众一起读。有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华面前，撒旦也来到其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故吗？你岂不是四面围上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。你却伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。”耶和华对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。”于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去。
Verse 20 to 22. Then Job arose and rent his mantle, and shaved his head, and fell down upon the ground and worshipped, and said, Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly.
第二十节到二十二节。约伯便起来，撕裂外袍，披了头，伏在地上下拜，说：“我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当歌颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚王。”
Just a further word of prayer.
让我们再有一些祷告。
Lord, this morning, as we humbly come before you and on your word,
主耶稣，早间我们谦卑自己来到你和你的话语当中。
Lord, we once again open our hearts to you.
主，我们把我们的心向你敞开。
We believe, grant us the spirit of revelation.
求你把你启示的灵赏赐给我们。
That we might see you and who you are to us.
好叫我们来认识知道你的自己。
Lord, speak, Lord, for your servant listen.
愿你对我们讲话，仆人谨听。
Amen.
Amen.
Last time when I was here, I was sharing concerning the significance of the cross.
上一次我在这里所交通的主题是十字架的重要性。
How important the cross is to our life.
十字架对我们的生活是有多么的重要。
At least I share with you 5 points.
我至少与会众们交通了五点。
Let's quickly go through this.
让我们很快的来。回顾一下。
The first thing is concerning the substitutionary purpose of the cross.
第一点是讲的十字架在我们身上具有代替性的作用。
In other words, he died on our behalf.
换句话说，他是为我们代死。
The Bible tells us he was made sin on our behalf that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
圣经上告诉我们，他成了罪身，好叫我们在罪中死，他可以成为我们的义。
In other words, we should be there on the cross.
换句话说，本来在挂在十字架上的应该是我们。
But thank God he took our place.
但是感谢主，他为我们代死。
Secondly, is the suffering passion of the cross.
第二点就是十字架上的受死。
In other words, the Bible revealed to us the kind of suffering he went through.
在圣经上，圣经启示给我们他在十字架所经历的痛苦。
The emotional suffering.
不光是在感情上的。
The physical suffering.
还有在肉体上的。
And the spiritual suffering.
更是在灵里面的。
You know, the most suffering I believe that God, that our Lord Jesus has suffered is the spiritual aspect.
我相信我们的主耶稣基督所经历的最痛苦的是在十字架上是灵里的这个痛苦。
Because of all, every suffering that he went through,
不管他所经历的所有的痛苦，
God is with him,
神都与他同在。
But one point in the, on the cross,
在当他在十字架上有那么一个时刻，
God as the righteous God needs to turn away from his son,
公义的神把他的脸背转他的儿子。
Because the sin of the world was upon him,
因为世界的罪在他的身上。
That's why he said, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
所以他在十字架说，我的神，我的神，你为何离弃我？
But thank God, he did it because he loved us.
但是感谢主，他这样做的原因是因为他爱我们。
The third point.
第三点。
The satisfying provision of the cross.
这个是神满足的供给。
Is in other words, he did it once and for all.
换句话说，他只做了这一次，但是永远有功效。
His redemptive work on the cross.
他救赎的能力。
He's so complete, so perfect.
是如此的完全，如此的
彻底。There's no need for another repetition.
再不用重复这个工作。
Because it is finished.
因为是已经完全的工作。
When we put our faith on his redemptive work.
当我们仰望他对我们的救赎的时候。
Our sins before, our sins now, and our sins in the future are all taken care of.
我们过去、现在和将来所犯的一切罪都已经被解决了。
Praise God for His redemptive work.
感谢主为他的救赎的大能。
His provision is so complete and perfect.
他的救赎是如此的彻底和完全。
And number four, the saving power of the cross.
第四点是神救赎的在十字架上救赎的大能。
We speak of what is the purpose of Him dying on the cross.
那他在十字架上为我们死的目的是什么呢？
Not only to wash our sins away.
不仅是洗净我们的罪，
but reconcile us back to God.
好叫我们与神和好。
That God in us will never, there will never be a hindrance.
我们与神之间就再没有阻拦的墙。
Not only our sins are washed away.
不光是我们的罪被洗净，
but through faith in Him, we become the children of God.
而且藉着信，我们成了神的儿女。
Today we are so glad.
我们如此的欢欣。
We can be here is all because of the grace of God.
我们之所以能够在这里，全皆因神的恩所成。
This morning, one of the brothers prayed.
今天早晨有一位弟兄祷告说。
Even though we are so undeserving.
虽然我们是如此的不配。
Yet because of His love.
但是因着他的爱。
Not only we are saved, we become the children of God.
不仅我们得蒙救赎，并且我们成了神的儿女。
Lastly, the triumph of the cross.
最后一点是，在神十字架上的夸胜。
He triumphed over Satan, death, and sin.
他战胜了撒旦、死亡和魔鬼。
Today we can sit here and say, "Praise the Lord."
今天我们说赞美主。
Victory is complete.
这个得胜也是完全的。
Because he did it on the cross.
因为是他在十字架上一次完成的。
Now today we will come to the book of Job.
今天我们来到约伯记。
Because every time we talk about cross,
因为我们每次来到十字架面前。
The next thing that comes into our mind is what?
第二点，我们接着想要想的是什么呢
？It's trials.
是患难。
Yeah, it's trials.
是患难。
But when we look at the book of Job,
当我们来看约伯记的时候
，the trouble that he went through,
约伯所经历的一切苦难
is practically a different story.
事实上都是一个不同的故事。
When we go through some problems,
当我们经历问题的时候
，I will say there are two source of problems.
我要说这个问题的缘由总是有两点。
The first problem that we encounter is because it is out of our own deed.
第一点是因为我们自己的行为。
So for example, there is a red light.
比如说有一个红灯。
Then we pass through the red light.
我们闯红灯了。
And we committed an accident.
我们有一个车祸。
Is it a problem? Yes, it is.
是一个问题吗？是的。
But it is of our own doing.
但是是因为我们自己造成的。
But the problem that Job had gone through.
但是约伯所经历的。
It's not of his own problem.
不是他自己造成的。
It is a testing from the Lord.
是神给他的一个试炼。
So before we go through that, we can see what kind of person Job is.
我们在讲这一切之前，我们来看看约伯是什么样的人。
He is a person being blessed by God.
他是一个神所大大祝福的人。
Even Satan said everything that Job touched is blessed by you.
甚至连圣经上说，撒旦对主说，他所经历的，你都蒙你的赐福。
Verse 10 says, "Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land."
第十节说他手所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
So in other words, this person is blessed by God.
换句话说，他是蒙神祝福的一个人。
Secondly, he's a perfect man.
第二点，他是一个完全正直的人。
A perfect and upright speak about he's a righteous man.
完全正直是讲到他是一个完全的义人。
In other words, he walked according to the law of God.
换句话说，他照着神的律法而行。
While people go against the law of God, he walked according to the law of God.
不管别人是怎么样违反律法，但是他是严谨遵守神的律法。
Thirdly, he is a person that feared God.
第三点，他是一个敬畏神的人。
When we talk about fearing God,
当我们讲到敬畏神的时候
，it's not only talk about being reverent.
我们不光是讲到尊敬
speak about a person that loves God.
我们还讲到一个爱，这个人爱神。
Because First John says,
因为约翰一书
love drives away fear.
是爱就驱逐一切的惧怕。
So when a person fears God,
当人来敬畏神的时候
it means that he wants to do everything that pleases God.
他就想要尽其所能的来令神。
As a husband, do you love your wife?
作为丈夫，你爱你的妻子吗？
You will do everything that pleases her.
你是不是想要引起她的欢心？
So you can say you fear your wife or you love your wife is interchangeable.
所以如果换句话说，你的敬畏你的妻子或者你爱你的妻子，其实是可以是同等的。
In other words, when you love a person,
换句话说，当你爱一个人的时候
，you will just do anything that pleases that person.
你就会尽其所能的取他的欢心。
And Job is that kind of a person.
约伯就是这样的一个人。
Not only he walked according to the law, he's a person who loved God and feared God.
他不仅是照着律法而行，而且他是一个爱神、遵循神旨意的一个人。
Number four, he's a person who eschewed evil.
第四点，他是一个远离恶事的人。
In other words, there is always temptation.
换句话说，总是有诱惑。
As we are born of the first Adam.
因为我们是从首先的亚当而生。
There will always be temptation around us.
总是有这些诱惑在我们的周围试探。
But the thing is, are you giving in to temptation?
那你会屈服这个试探吗
？But Job is a person who ran away from temptation.
约伯是远离这个试探的人。
So such is Job. Job.
约伯是这样的一个人。
Yet after all that he did,
他尽管有这样的美行
Satan came in to challenge God.
但是撒旦就过来到神面前来。来挑战。
He is an accuser of the brethren.
他是弟兄姊妹的一个accuser. 他是说他坏话的。
Verse 9 says, Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for not?
他就在这里说，难道约伯是白白来敬畏你的吗
？In other words, does Job, you know, worship you, love you, fear you just for nothing?
换句话说，撒旦在说约伯来敬畏你、爱你，难道就是白白的吗
？It's all because you bless him. That's why he loves you.
全都是因为你祝福他，他才爱你。
It's because you put a hedge around him and all that he had. That's why he fears you.
因为你在他所有的周围筑了篱笆围墙，所以他来敬畏你。
He said, "Take away all that you gave him."
如果怕你把他所有都拿走了
he will curse you to the face.
他肯定会咒诅你
And he also challenged God.
他甚至来挑战神
Job is so fearful of you because you put a hedge around him.
你
Brothers, do you know that today we can sit here is because God put a hedge around us?
弟兄姊妹们，你知道我们今天能坐在这里是因为神的保守吗？
Is God protects us from all evil.
因为神保护我们，让我们远离这些恶事。
If you said that you can be a righteous man, it's all because of your own ability. I'm sorry, brothers and sisters, that's not right.
如果你以为自己是一个义人，都是因为你自己的能力，那我非常抱歉，弟兄，你错了。
Because Paul he himself said.
甚至保罗都在说
that what I want to do, I cannot do.
我想做的我不能做
what I do not want to do, that I do.
我不想做的再却去做
it's no longer I who did it, but sin that dwells in me.
不是我自己做的乃是在我里面的罪所做
this is the apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗
Today we can be righteous before God, it's because God has put a hedge around us.
今天我们能够在神面前称义因为神来保守我们
that Job can be such a person, Satan said, because you put a hedge around him.
约伯为什么是这样的一个人？所以神在他的周围设立保护。
So the Lord God took the challenge.
所以主他就我们的神他就面对这个挑战。
He said, "Take away all that he had."
他说把他所有的都拿走。
Just don't touch this person.
但是不要动他本人。
And indeed, the trials of Job begins.
所以约伯的这些试炼就开始了。
So the first thing happened is he lost all that he had.
一开始的时候。他失去了他的所有。
It's either it was burned or it was being stolen.
不管是被火烧还是被偷走。
Brothers and sisters, the trials of Job is one of the most extreme in the record in the Bible.
在圣经的记录里面，约伯所经受的试炼是极端最严重的。
I don't think any one of us can go through that kind of a pressure.
我不认为任何我们当中任何人能够经历这样的苦难。
He's a rich man suddenly.In one day, everything is gone.
他是一个非常富有的人，那只有一天，突然间，他所有的财富都没有了。
I remember when I was a young boy.
我记得我是小孩的时候。
My dad is the only breadwinner in the family.
我的父亲是唯一养家糊口的。
One day in the evening, they said, the store that he's working, he's managing, is on fire.
那有一天晚上的时候，说他所工作的那个店里着火了。
And I tell you, everything is destroyed.
所有的东西都没了。
And we have three kids.
我们有三个孩子。
And we're just so small.
我们是小孩。
We don't know how to work.
我们不会工作。
And suddenly, my father is jobless.
突然之间，我的父亲就没有工作了。
But thank God, God provided.
但是感谢神，他来供给我们。
Just look at Job.
看看约伯。
He had all this substance.
他有这所有的一切。
That in one instant, it was taken away.
突然间，什么就都没有了。
But that's not the end of the story.
但是这不是故事的结束。
He said all his children passed away.
所以他的所有的孩子都没有了。
Verse 2 said, and there were born unto him seven sons and three daughters.
第二节里面说他有七个儿子，三个女儿。
Yet in verse 19, suddenly, while all these siblings would come together to enjoy one another, something happened.And all died.
所以十九节却讲到说，这些孩子们他们在一起聚集赴宴的时候，在一起彼此欢乐的时候，突然一件事情发生，他们就都死了。
Not one, not two, all of them.
不是一个两个，是所有的孩子。
No, let's not talk about people. The sibling dying.
让我们在这里不是讲的弟兄姊妹家里的孩子去世。
Let's just talk about a child getting sick.
我们就讲讲孩子生病这件事儿。
A lot of you are parents.
我们都很多人是父母。
How do you feel when your child is sick?
当你的孩子生病的时候，你是什么感觉？
I remember when my boy Levi got sick.
我记得我的儿子利未他生病的时候。
Not only my wife is worried, not only I'm worried, even grandma is worried.
不仅我的妻子，我甚至连祖母都非常的担心。
The whole evening, practically we didn't sleep.
那一个晚上我们基本上都没睡觉。
This is the kind of, emotional attachment we have with our children.
这是我们在情感上与我们孩子之间的连接。
But Job's children are not sick, they died.
但是约伯的故事却是一个不同的故事，他的孩子都死了。
In other words, there is no more generation.
换句话说，他就没有下一代。
Just think of it, brothers and sisters.
你就想一想，弟兄姊妹。
All your riches is gone.
你所有的财富都没有了。
But if we have our children, there is still a chance to go on.
如果我们有孩子的话，我们还可以继续。
Yet the older children are gone.
如果你没有孩子了。
It doesn't stop there.
也不会就在这停下来。
Job lost his physical fitness.
这里说约伯他的健康受到极大的影响。
He had boils from the top of his head up to his feet.
他从头顶到脚掌都长了毒疮。
You know, if a person is healthy,
如果一个人他有健康的
，you might lose everything.
你可能会丢失所有。
But because of this healthy body, we can, you know, at least.Keep up with your life.
但是如果我们有健康的身体，我们还可以继续生活。
There is always a chance of survival and even to prosper.
那我们还会有机会继续的生存，甚至机会继续的繁荣。
But Job was so sick that he cannot work.
但约伯是如此生病之重，他甚至连工作都不能。
Lastly,
最后一点
he lost his integrity.
他的正直也没有了。
Just imagine his friends came to comfort him.
他的朋友来劝导他，安慰他。
But instead of comforting him, they accused him.
反之没有安慰他，他们却来指责他。
You know, friends are important because they comfort us.
我们的朋友对我们来说非常重要，因为他们经常来安慰我们。
But yet all these trials went to Job.
但是所有这一切的试炼面临着约伯。
Yet what did Job do?
约伯做什么了呢？
He says, Job bowed down and worshiped.
约伯敬拜神。
And he sinned not.Or curse God, or charge God foolishly.
他没有说愚妄的话，没有向神犯罪。
Now let me ask you.
让我来问你。
After all these trials,
经过这一切的事情。
There are three questions I want to ask.
有三个问题我想问你。
Can God be trusted when you are submerged in trouble?
当你面临试炼和痛苦的时候，神是可以值得信赖的。
We went through some sort of problems.
我们都经历一些苦难。
Just like Job.
像约伯一样。
The only difference is the degree.
但唯一不同的是我们所经历苦难的程度不一样。
But when we are submerged in problems,
但我们面对问题的时候
，Can God be trusted?
我们能来信赖什么？
When Job lost all that he had,
当约伯丢失他所有的
，When he lost his children,
当他没有了孩子的时候
，When he lost his physical fitness,
当他没有了身体健康
的时候，When he lost his integrity, being accused by his friends,
当他再没有好的名声被他的朋友所指责
，Can God still be trusted?
神是可以值得信赖的吗？
Yes, God can still be trusted.
是的，神是值得信赖的。
Because in the midst of all these troubles,
因为在这一切的试炼当中
，The Lord gave him faith.
神给了他信心。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 11.
让我们来读希伯来书第十一章。
This is a wonderful portion of the word.
这是非常美妙的经节。
Let's read verse 32.
让我们来读三十二节。
Chapter 11, verse 32.
希伯来书第十一章三十二节。
And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, of Barak, of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets.
我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说，基甸、巴拉、参孙、耶弗他、大卫、撒母耳和众先知的事，时候就不够了。
Verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouth of lions.
第三十三节，他们因着信制服了敌国，行了公义，得了应许，堵了狮子的口。
And quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, walked valiant in fight, turned to flight of the armies of aliens.
三十四节灭了烈火的猛士，脱了刀剑的锋刃，软弱变为刚强，征战显出勇敢，打退外邦的全军。
This is a faith.
这就是信。
What kind of faith is this?
这是什么样的信呢？
A faith that overcomes.
来战胜的信。
A faith that believes God will deliver them from all kinds of evil.
相信无论这种恶事如何的猖狂，神一定会帮助我们。
It is like the faith of Daniel.
就像丹以理的信。
When Daniel was put into the lion's den.
当丹以理被放在狮子坑里的时候。
He believed God will deliver him.
他相信神一定会救他。
And yet God delivered him.
是的，神确实救。
God kept the mouth of lions.
神把狮子的口封住。
How about the three friends of Daniel?
那他的三个朋友呢？
They are put in the fiery pit.
他们被放在火窑里面。
They have said God will deliver them.
他们相信神会救他们。
And God, yes, delivered them.
神是救了他们。
This is the faith that overcomes.
这是得胜的一种信。
A faith that subdued.
这个是就是制服的信。
But this is not the faith I'm talking about.
但是我讲的不是这个信息。
When you look at verse 35,
当你看到第三十五节的时候，
he said, "Women received their dead raised to life again, and the following, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection."
第三十五节，有妇人得自己的死人复活，又有人忍受严刑，不肯苟且得释放，为要得着更美的复活。
And verse 36, and others had trials of cruel mockings and scourging, yet moreover of bonds and imprisonment.
又有人忍受戏怒、鞭打、捆锁、监禁各等的磨练。
This is the kind of faith Job had.
这是约伯所有的信。
The faith that I'm talking about before is the faith that overcomes.
我先前所说的信是相信神一定会拯救他们。
But the latter part is the faith that endures.
但是许多的时候，我们的信是持守的信。
Faith that you know he doesn't know what is going to happen.
他并不知道将来会发生什么。
But yet he continues to trust in the Lord in the midst of all this affliction.
但是在这一切的试炼当中，他却持守他的信。
No, Job learned one thing.
约伯学会了一个功课。
It's not the outward things might come and go.
这外面的事情总是来来去去。
But the faith that is in him is the faith that endured that God has given to him.
但是他里面持守的信是神给他不能改变的。
Today, brothers and sisters, sometimes we always felt like if we go through troubles and we trust in God, then God will deliver us.
弟兄姊妹们，我们现今总是认为，如果我们面临试炼，那神他一定会帮助我们。如果我们相信他，他一定会解救我们。
But sometimes God bring us into a higher level.
但是神有的时候却是让我们来到更高之地。
That in the midst of all these trials,
在这所有的试炼当中，
when we don't expect any deliverance,
当中我们没有得到拯救的时候，
yet we can trust in Him. It is the faith that endures.
我们还能信他的话，这就是持守的信。
Praise the Lord. Can God be trusted when we are submerged in trouble? Yes, He can.
感谢主。当我们在试炼当中，神是值得信赖的吗？是的，神是值得信赖的。
Because God gave us a faith that endures.
因为神给了我们的信，好叫我们持守。
Another kind of faith.
还有一种信。
It is a faith that knowing that God will not give us anything that we cannot bear.
或另外一种信就是神相信神给我们的是我们能够承受的。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
让我们翻到哥林多前书第十章第十三节。
So there has no temptation taken you, but such as is common to men, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above all that you are able, but with the temptation may also make a way of escape that you may be able to bear it.
哥林多前书第十章十三节就是讲到神在给我们一切的试一各样的试炼，但是在我们经试炼的时候总给我们开一条出路，好叫我们能够经历。
In other words, God gave us such kind of a testing, knowing that we can bear it.
换句话说，神给我们一个试炼，都是我们能够承受的。
So you look at the trials of Job.
你看一下约伯的故事。
Isn't it God put a hedge around them?
那神是放了一个周围筑的篱笆来保守他们。
He knows how much Job can bear.
他知道约伯可以忍受多少。
So he said, take away all that he had.
他说把他所有的都拿走。
But don't touch his life.
但是不要动他的本身。
Because God knows Job is able to bear it.
他因为神知道约伯一定能够忍住。
Today we thank God.
今天我们感谢神。
Our God is a loving God.
我们的神是慈爱的神。
You know, a lot of times we felt like our God is so mean that He will try to give us something so He can see us suffer. That's altogether wrong.
有的时候我们有错误观点，认为神对我们很苛刻，总是想让我们经历一些苦难。这样的观点是错的。
So sometimes we felt like God wants us to suffer because our enjoyment will only comes when He comes back.
我们经历苦难的原因，好叫我们知道神是我们唯一的满足和喜乐。
God never had intended that.
神永远不会故意的让我们经历这些坏的事情。
I will even say it pleases God to cause us to have a good life.
那我换句话说，我要说，神其实喜悦我们过一个好的生活。
But sometimes God gave us some trials in order for us to be more mature.
那有的时候，神让我们经历一些试炼，好叫我们的生命更加成熟。
Yet the trials that He gave us is what we can bear.
但是他所给我们的试炼是让我们能够承受的。
And more than that, he said he will what? Give us a way of a way of escape that we can bear it.
不仅如此，他还会说他会在我们经过试炼的时候为我们开辟道路。
So can God be trusted? Yes, we can.
那神能够被那信赖吗？是的，我们能够信赖神。
Because He gave us the faith that endures.
因为他给我们一个持守的信。
He also gave us the faith believing that He only gave us what we can bear.
而且他给我们的所有的试炼都是我们能够承受的。
Thirdly,
第三点
is a kind of a faith knowing that.Out of these trials, something good will come out.
让我们坚定地相信，经过这一切的试炼，总有神的美意在里面。
Let's turn to Job chapter 23. I love this verse.
让我们来翻到约伯记第二十三节，我非常喜爱这节经。二十三章，我非常喜爱这一个经节。
Verse 10.
第十节。
But he knoweth the way that I take. When he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
约伯记二十三章第十节。然而他知道我行的路，他试炼我之后，我必如金金。
In other words, God knows that after all these trials,
换句话说，神知道经过这一切的试炼，
there will be a transformation.
我们的生命就得到改变。
There will be a change.
我们的生命就得到有些更新。
That's why we can say in Romans 8:28, all things work together for good to them that love God.
所以罗马书第八章二十八节说，万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Out of all these trials, we will come forth as gold.
经过这一切的试炼，好叫我们成为金金。
We can say it in this way.
我们换句话可以这样说。
After we become a Christian,
当我们变成基督徒的时候
，the road is not over.
这条道路没有结束。
There will still be a lot of things that we need to continue on to learn.
有许多的事情在过程当中我们要学习。
In following the Lord, in us, there's a lot of impurities.
在我们追随主的这条道路上，我们有许多的不洁。
Sometimes we follow the Lord with some motive.
有的时候我们追随主的道路，我们有自己的动机。
But through these trials,
但是经历这一切的试炼，
God is taking away all these impurities.
神在洁净我们。
That we will come to that end of the road.
当我们来到路的尽头的时候，
our love for God is not what He can give us, but who He is.
我们对神的爱不是因为他给我们，而是因为神的自己，我们爱他。
To us, all that He gives is secondary.
对我们来说，神所赐给我们都是。
What he is to us is the primary thing that we want.
他自己成为我们主要的追求。
This is also the what we call the experience of King David.
这就是大卫王的经历。
He had everything. He had gold and all his riches.
大卫他有一切的富足。
Yet he said one thing I desire of the Lord.
但是他却说有一件事情我要寻求。
That I will dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
我要住在耶和华的殿中直到永远。
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple.
瞻仰他的慈容，向他求问。
In other words, what satisfied David is not the riches outside.
换句话说，令大卫满足的不是他所有的富足。
What satisfied him is the presence of the Lord.
令他所满足的是神自己的同在。
Can God be trusted? Yes, we can.
今天弟兄姊妹，我们能信赖什么？是的，我们可以信赖神。
Because all through these trials,
因为经过这一切的试炼，
God is changing us from glory to glory.
神在荣上加荣的来改变我们，成为他的荣形。
Now the second question.
第二个问题。
Can God be trusted when we are forsaken by friends?
那当我们被我们的朋友所弃绝的时候，我们还能相信什么？
We know that the friends of Job came to what? To comfort him.
我们知道，约伯的朋友来是来安慰他的。
But when you look at chapter 4,
但是你来看第四章。
Sometimes when you read it, you are so disappointed.
你读这些经节的时候，你会觉得很失望。
And it says here in verse 8.
第八节说道。
Even as I have seen, they that plow iniquity shall sow wickedness reap the same.
第八约伯记第四章第八节，按我所见，跟罪孽中毒害的人都照样收割。
In other words, his friend is telling Job.
换句话说，他的朋友在告诉约伯。
You have encountered all these problems because you have some hidden sin within you.
所有的问题都因为你有隐藏的罪没有对付。
You know, God already in chapter 1 tells us who Job is.
但是在约伯记第一章，我们已经知道约伯的为人。
Job said, God told say that Job is a perfect man. That what? He's a righteous man that escheweth evil.
在约伯记第一章，神告诉撒旦说，约伯是完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Yet his friends came in and say, "Oh, Job, I don't think you are really that good."
那可是他的朋友来却对他说，我可不认为你是善行。
All these things happen to you because it is the fruit of your sins.
这一切所发生都是你自己的工价。
Have you ever been, forsaken by friends?
你有没有被你的朋友所弃
？Have you ever been, forsaken by friends?
你有没有被你的朋友所丢弃？
The person whom you trust the most, then they turn against you.
你所非常相信的朋友却背离了你。
Look at the wife of Job.
看看约伯的妻子。
After all he went through,
他经历了这样多的苦难。
He said, "Why not curse God and die?"
他的妻子却对他说：“你去咒诅神，然后死吧。
”Okay, you don't. These friends cannot comfort you.
这些朋友不能来安慰你。
But your wife.
但是你的妻子
is the only person that can comfort you. Turn against you.
他是唯一能来安慰你的，他却转脸背向你。
So the question is, can we trust God when we are forsaken by friends?
所以我们的问题就是，当我们被我们的朋友丢弃的时候，神是可以信赖的吗？
Yes, we can.
是的，可以。
Because He is our friend.
因为他是我们的挚友。
Deuteronomy says He will never leave us nor forsake us.
生命记里面讲到，他永远也不丢弃我们，也不抛弃我们。
When people don't understand you.
当人们不理解你的时候。
When they don't understand what you are going through.
当他不能明白你在经历。
To such an extent, they, accuse you.
甚至到一个程度，他们来指责你。
There's a person in you that knows you.
在你的里面有一位，他深深的知道你。
I like this song. What a friend we have in Jesus.
我非常喜欢这首诗歌。何等朋友，我主耶稣。
This is written by Joseph Scriven.
这个诗歌是被约瑟Scriven 这个弟兄写的。
You know, this song was written when he was in the midst of all his trials.
他在写这首诗歌的时候，他经历各样的苦难。
When I was reading through his biography.
当我在读他的生命传记的时候。
You just can say, "Wow, what a person this person is."
你只能感叹说，哇，这是什么样的一个人啊？
Because that day when he's the day before he's going to get married.
因为在他要婚嫁的前面一天，
he was waiting on this side of the river.
他在这个河的另外一边。
And his wife is crossing the river.
他的妻子在渡河而来。
Accidentally, I don't know what happened. The wife fell off the horse, and he was drowned. She was drowned.
那当他的妻子要过来的时候，不知道具体细节，但是他妻子就掉了下来，然后就淹死了。
So the day which is to be a wedding ceremony.
本来是要成为一个结婚典礼
，become a memorial service，
却成了一个安葬仪式。
My sisters, this is something that we it's very, very. I tell you, it's very hard to accept sometimes.
我知道弟兄姊妹这些事真的很难接受。
So when Joseph Scriven was so grief stricken, he had migrated from Ireland to Canada.
他是如此这个约瑟弟兄他是如此不能接受这个事实，他从他从爱尔兰移到加拿大定居。
So they start a new life again.
他必须重新开始他的生活。
And one day he fall in love with another sister, with a girl.
他又爱上了另外一个女孩。
And this sister was even baptized.
这个女孩她是受洗的。
After 4 months, the sister died in pneumonia.
四个月之后，这个女孩就死于肺炎。
If you are Joseph, what will you do?
如果你是约瑟，你会怎么样呢？
I tell you, friends doesn't even understand what he's going through.
他的朋友不会理解他所经受的。
Yet in the midst of all this grief,
但是在这一切的极致痛苦当中，
the Lord become his friend.
神成为他的挚友。
That's why when people ask him, how did you write this song? How did you write this song?
当人们问他，他是怎么样写这个诗歌的时候，
This is what he said. The Lord and I write this song.
他说：“神和我一起写了这个诗歌。”
Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus!
哦，我们是有什么样的挚友？
All our sins and grief to bear.
我们所有的痛苦，他都跟我们一起担当。
Oh, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
我们所有的事情都可以带到他面前，这是何等的特权！
Verse 2 said, "Have we trial and temptation?"
我们难道没有试炼和痛苦吗？
Is there trouble anywhere?
没有，难道没有艰辛吗？
We should never be discouraged.
我们永远不要丧胆。
Everything to God in prayer.
我们永远要带到神面前祷告。
Brothers and sisters, Job learned one thing.
弟兄姊妹们，约伯学会一个功课。
Forsake you.
当所有的人都离弃你的时候，
God will never forsake us.
神永远不会离弃我们。
He will love us and never leave us alone.
他永远爱我们，他永远不会丢弃我们。
Can God be trusted?
神能够被信赖吗？
When we are forsaken by friends, yes, we can.
当我们被我们的朋友离弃的时候，我们可以相信神。是的，我们可以相信神。
Now the third question.
第三个问题。
Can God be trusted when we are dismayed by darkness?
当我们在黑暗中惊惧的时候，神可以。可以信赖吗？
You know, when we read the trials of Job,
当我们读到约伯的这一切的试炼
的时候， we know what is the reason the trials is going through.
我们知道他所经过这一切的苦难的原因。
Because God has a purpose.
因为神在他身上有一个旨意。
But let me tell you, at that time, Job doesn't know what's going on.
但让我告诉你，约伯当时他并不知道发生的事情是怎么回事。
Altogether, he is in darkness.
因为他是在黑暗当中。
When I talk about darkness, it's not darkness because of sin. Darkness because of he doesn't know what God is doing.
我说的这个黑暗不是是他在罪的黑暗当中，而是是指着他很迷茫，他不知道是怎么回事。
Look at chapter 23 of Job.
你看看约伯记二十三章。
Verse 2.
第二节
even today is my complaint bitter, and my stroke is heavier than my groaning. Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his feet.
约伯记二十三章第二第三节，如今我的哀告还算为悖逆，我的责罚比我的哀恨还重。唯愿我能知道在哪里可以寻见神，能到他的台前。
In other words, what Job is trying to say, Lord, I earn an explanation.
换句话说，约伯想要说的是，主啊，你得给我一个解释。
You know, all these things is happening to me. You got to explain this to me.
我这么多的事情发生在我的身上，你得告诉我为什么。
Is it because of sin? Tell me.
如果是我犯罪，你跟我讲呀。
What is the reason? Tell me.
是怎么回事？你告诉我。
Yet in the midst of all this, when he was dismayed in darkness.
当他在这所有的黑暗中摸索的时候。
Yes, God can be trusted.
神是值得信赖的。
Because verse 10, as we read a while ago.
就像刚才我们读的第十节。
He knoweth the way that I take. When he tried me, I shall come forth as gold.
他知道我所行的道路。当我经过这一切的时候，我必如金晶。
We might not understand what's going on.
我们可能不知道为什么发生。
But God knows what's going on.
但是神却知道。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 50.
让我们读一下以赛亚书第50章。
It's a better understanding, okay?
让我们更加理解。
Verse chapter 50, verse 10.
以赛亚书第五十章第十节。
Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God.
以赛亚书第五十章第十节，你们中间谁是敬畏耶和华，听从他仆人之话的？这人行在暗中，没有亮光。当倚靠耶和华的名。仰赖自己的神。
He said that this servant walked in darkness.
他说他的这个仆人行在暗中。
But he doesn't know what's going on.
但是他不知道怎么回事。
But yet Isaiah the prophet said you need to trust in the name of the Lord your God.
但是以赛亚书这个先知就说你要仰赖神。
When there is no light in the end of the tunnel.
当在这个隧道的尽头你看不到光的时候。
In people's eyes there is no more future.
在别人的眼里你根本就没有将来的时候。
The Bible tells us we need to trust in the name of the Lord your God.
圣经上说我们应该信赖我们主我们的我们神的名。
I always use the example of Moses and the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea.
我总是以摩西带领以色列人过红海为例子。
When they come to the brink to the shore of the Red Sea.
他们来到红海的岸边的时候。
And behind them is the Egyptian army.
在他们的后边是埃及的追兵。
The people say what is this?
那他的以色列人说这是怎么回事？
You go forward, you're drowned in the Red Sea.
如果你往前走，你就淹死在海里。
You turn back, you become a captive of the Egyptian again.
如果你转回来，你就成为他们的埃及人的俘虏。
That's why some of the Israelites say, "Let's go back to Egypt."
所以有一些以色列人就说，让我们回到埃及去。
But what did Moses say?
但是摩西说什么？
Stand still and see the salvation of God.
他说，安静的站住，看耶和华今天为我们行大事。
Don't complain.
不要抱怨。
Don't be shaken with all these happenings.
不要为着周遭的事情而摇动。
He said, "When is a trust in the name of the Lord your God."
他 他说要坚定地仰望神。
And the rest is history.
所以这一切都会成为过去。
The Lord opened up the Red Sea, and the children of Israel passed the Red Sea.
所以主就神就开了红海，以色列民就过红海如干地。
A lot of times when we met some troubles.
当许多的时候，我们遇见困难的时候。
And we felt like there is no more hope.
我们觉得没有希望。
We trust in people.
我们就开始相信人。
We search this way or that way.
我们就找这个方式那个办法。
Now let us read verse 11.
让我们来读
verse 11.
十一节。
He said, "Behold, all ye that kindle a fire, that compass yourself about with spark, walk in the light of your fire, and in the spark that ye have kindled, this shall ye have my hand, ye shall lie down in sorrow."
以赛亚书第五十章十一节，凡你们点火，用火把围绕自己的，可以行在你们的火焰里，并你们所点的火把中。这是我手所定的，你们必躺在悲惨之中。
In other words, what the prophet is telling us, don't try to find your way out.
换句话说，以赛亚这个先知告诉我们说，让我们不要自找出路。
Because if you find your way out, you will be lying in sorrow.
如果你要用自己的办法的话，你一定会在痛苦当中倒下。
Darkness, trust in the name of the Lord your God.
所以，当你在黑暗中没有光亮的时候，你应该信赖耶和华的名。
Can God be trusted? Amen. Yes, we can.
我们的神值得信赖。是的，我们的神值得信赖。
When we are submerged in darkness, we can trust Him.
当我们在黑暗中摸索的时候，神是值得我们信赖的。
Because He is our faith.
因为他是我们的信心。
When we are forsaken by friends, we can trust Him.
当我们被朋友弃绝的时候，他可以是值得信赖的。
Because He is our always and forever friend.
他是我们永远的挚友。
When we are dismayed in darkness,
当我们在黑暗中惊惧的时候
，we can trust Him because He is the light.
我们可以相信信任他，因为他是我们的光。
What Job go through?
这是约伯所经历的。
Lastly,
最后一点。
What did Job learn after all this?
当约伯经历这一切，他学到了什么呢
？He learned number one.
他学到第一点。
The sovereignty of God.
神是至高无上的。
Isn't it in chapter 23? Job is saying, "Give me an answer. What is the reason?"
在约伯记二十三节里面，他说：“告诉我为什么。”
But what did God say?
那神说什么了呢
？You know, in chapter 38.
到约伯记第三十八章的时候
，God did not answer Job.
神没有回答约伯的问题。
Rather, the Lord answered Job with a question.
但是他却以他一个问题来回答约伯的问题。
He said, "Where are you when I laid the foundation of the earth?"
约伯记第三十八章第四节，我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里呢
？He said, "You don't know what's happening, but I know I am the Lord."
你不知道发生的事是怎么回事，但是我知道我是全能的神。
They are children of God.
今天我们作为神的儿女。
There is a very important matter that we should learn.
有一个非常至关重要的东西，我们必须要学习。
Jesus is Lord.
基督是主。
耶稣是主。
耶稣是主。
He is the one who is sovereign.
他是一个至高无上的神。
What he wishes to do, he will do.
他所希望做到的，他必成就。
A lot of times we are the one dictating the traffic.
所以有的时候我们想要来控制这个交通。
It seems like we are God and the Lord is our servant.
好像我们是神，我们的神是我们的仆人。
But Job, the Lord teaches Job a very important lesson.
在这里，神就教会约伯一个非常重要的功课。
He is God.
他是神。
He's the one we need to what? Be subject to.
他是我们需要降服的那一位。
We might not like what he is doing.
我们可能不喜欢他在做什么。
But we should respect his sovereignty.
我们必须要尊敬他是至高无上的权
力。Today the world is such a mess.
今天这个世界是如此的混乱。
Because they don't know one important fact.
因为他们不知道有一个重要的原因。
God is sovereign over all.
神是至高无上，超过一切权柄。
The second lesson that Job, the Lord teach Job.
第二个。神教会约伯的功课是
the sufficiency of God.
是神是全丰的神。
It's chapter 42.
第四十二章。
Verse 5 and 6.
第五节到第六节。
He said, I heard of thee by the hearing of the ear, but now mine eyes have seen thee.
我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你。
Wherefore I abhor myself and repent in dust and ashes.
因此我厌恶自己在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
What do you mean by this?
这是什么意思呢
？He learned one thing.
他 他学会一样。
God is sufficient enough to carry him through all these troubles.
神是全丰的神，神一定会带他经历这一切的苦难。
A lot of times in our concept, if God replaced the things that I lost.
我们经常就说神可能会带你重新还给我们所丢失的。
Then we are experiencing the sufficiency of God.
这样的话，我们才能经历神的全丰。
Yes, we can say that.
我们这样没错。
But when you get deeper into the life of a Christian,
当我们进入基督徒生命晋升的阶段的时候，
we learn one thing.
我们学到一个功课。
That outward things can come and go.
这所有外界的事物都会来去。
The most important thing we need is Christ alone.
我们最主要的是基督自己。
He is sufficient enough to carry us through all these troubles.
基督是全足的，全有全丰的神，他一定带我们经历。
When we have him, we have everything.
当我们有他的时候，我们就有一切。
And Job learned that.
约伯学会了这个功课。
Thirdly,
第三点。
He learned the sympathy of God.
他知道神是有怜悯的神。
You see in chapter 42, last in verse chapter beginning verse 10.
看到约伯记第四十二章。第十节的开始
God replaced everything that Job has lost.
神把约伯所有丢失的都重新返回给他
And even doubled it.
甚至加倍给他
And God even gave him the children that he lost.
神甚至把他所失去的孩子都重新给了他
So you say, are we talking about prosperity gospel?
那我们是在讲成功福音吗
No, it's not.
不是的
Because God, the Lord knew.
因为主知道
that all this outward thing cannot touch Job anymore.
因为这所有外界的事情都不能再摸到约伯
so he gave back all the things that Job had lost
所以他把这些约伯丢失的一切失去的一切都还给他
but more than that
不仅如此
Job entered into a deeper relationship with God
约伯就进入与神之间更深的一个关系
he knows what God is doing
他知道神在做什么
he knows that after all these trials
他知道经历这一切试炼的时候
he will comfort us gold
他会出来如金星
today may the Lord really have mercy on us
今天愿神恩待我们
you know, I know that a lot of us have to go through a lot of problems and troubles.
我知道我们中许多人都经历许多的患难和艰辛。
Sometimes, just a couple months ago, we went through this hurricane.
我知道两个月之前我们刚经历过这个风暴。
Some lost their houses, some lost their vehicle.
有些人丢失了自己的车，有些人的房子受损。
But I can ask another time or ask again.
我们可以继续的问。
Can God be trusted?
我们能相信神吗？
Yes, we can.
是的，神是值得信赖。
Because He is our heavenly Father.
因为他是我们的天父。
When we trust him,
当我们信赖他的时候
we can say it's worthy of our trust.
他是值得我们信赖的。
Because he knows what he is doing.
因为他知道他做事的法则。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们有一些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for all your mercy and your grace.
主，我们感谢你的恩典和怜悯。
Yes, sometimes we might pass through the valley of the shadow of death.
有的时候我们经过死荫的幽谷。
But we don't fear, for thou art with us.
但是我们不致遭害，因为你与我们同在。
And you are a God of purpose.
你是有旨意的神。
Everything that we go through.
我们所有经历的。
Not only we can be a better person.
不仅我们要成为一个更好的人。
That we might be more like you.
而是我们更加的像你。
Oh, that we will become a representative of you on this earth today.
好叫我们在这个世界上成为你的见证。
So we can say, for to me is live is Christ.
可以好叫我们说，我们活着是基督。
Oh Lord, we just commit this message into your hand.
我们把这个信息仰望在恩主的手中。
Continue to speak and comfort us.
求你继续对我们心里讲话，安慰我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.